Well, here we are. We got this far. As a pastor and people, we have begun this new road to walk. We've started today, and although it may seem like a daunting task, we are in good company, I would say. The apostles, too, I'm sure, when they were sent out, felt a little bit out of place, or maybe a little bit challenged by what their task was. We might even feel a little bit like the prophet Amos today. He didn't ask to be a prophet, he says. I was no prophet. The Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people. So we might say, well, I didn't ask for this, Lord. I wanted to just keep doing the things that I was doing. The same mass that I'm used to, the same church that I'm used to. And yet, here we are. We're following what the Lord has put before us. I wonder what does the next 5 to 10 years old for us as a community. It's hard to say. Many adjustments, surely, many changes and sacrifices, letting go of how we always did things. And we recognize there'll be an impact on each of us, me on you, you on me, and as we've been the last 2 years continuing this journey together, I hope that there will be some good that comes with it, some growth that comes with it. I hope the Lord will grow us closer to one another, that we will become aware of what is it that God wants us to do, or what does he want of us as individuals and as a community. How we'll fulfill this call which God has given to us in the present moment. One of the things I think about sometimes is the sacrament of holy orders. I receive this sacrament. What does it do? What do we do with sacrament of holy orders? Well, certainly we do the sacraments and so forth. But in a sense, a pastor's responsibility is to bring holy order to the parish. That will be my goal in all that I do. Hopefully it's been my goal the last 2 years. It's the goal of all the policies that we put into place, of the actions that we do, any changes that are enacted. It's to bring order to our community, to help us be focused on the Lord's tasks. I'm sure there'll be times when they need to be adjusted already. That's been the case, right? But I'll tell you now, my desire is to serve you, to do the right thing for you. Even if it's difficult, even if it's painful, even if it's challenging at the time. In the long run, what I'm interested in, and I hope that you are interested in as well, is that we may attain heaven, each one of us, that we're called to be saints. Far greater is this gift than any earthly accomplishments or endeavors that we might obtain. On Wednesday this week, the church officially celebrated the Feast of St. Benedict. I think he's a saint for our times. He lived in a time when the Roman Empire was collapsing. The world was changing quickly. And at the time, modern society that had seemed so advanced was descending into darkness. Much of Europe was plunging into a time of turmoil, collapse of social order, and these kind of things. Learning and order almost disappeared or were forgotten. And yet God used the Benedictine order to preserve the good things that were needed to rebuild an ordered society. So I would say in our time, we see many similarities with what St. Benedict was facing. It seems to be our task to preserve authentic culture that is based on truth and reality. Of course, the church itself needs to be reformed at times, always in a sense. That purification is always happening, we've seen that. A reform that remains rooted in true, good, and beautiful things. In a time when the church is shrinking, many people are not practicing their faith for different reasons. This will require many changes, like what we're going through right now, the challenge of that. Surely our faith will be tested. Our faith will be, drawn out about how we are following God. Is this about following God, or is this about following my own way? Certainly this is more about just a building or having control. There are thousands of different things that we could hold on to and say, no, I don't want to do it that way. But what is going to lead us closer to God? What is going to lead us to this relationship with the Lord? That's what we should strive for. As Catholics, we have what our society and our world lacks. We have a connection, a relationship, a belief in God. We're called to proclaim that Christ is our Lord. In a rich, authentic way, we're called to proclaim this message. I would say this reclustering is a challenge for us, but it's also an opportunity to look in a fresh, new way at what is God doing and what is He asking of us. Just as Jesus sent out His disciples, we are being sent out too. We can try to run away from this reality, but if we have read the scriptures, if we know the story of the saints, we know that trying to go against what God has asked of us never works out very well. I understand that this is a hard reality for us to face sometimes. However, God will grow us through this experience. I know that. If you trust Him, if you allow the Lord to speak to you through this whole experience, this whole process, if we ask Him to lead us and let go of our anger, our frustration, or any other strong emotions that might still be bound up within us, if we do that, the Lord's going to lead us. Living our faith is always about following God. It's never about simply a building or even a particular community. So I want to encourage each of us to be open to what is the Lord inviting us into in this present time. I ask your patience as we come together into one building for the first time. We'll be uncomfortable at times. Maybe there won't be enough space. Looks like we have plenty of space tonight. Nobody wants the soft chairs, I don't get it. We might have challenges along the way, of course we will, but it's a step towards what we're being asked to do, and that makes all the difference. God is asking of us to do this, and we're trying to say yes to it, and to trust that He will guide us. So today is again forging this new community. In many ways, the two communities of St. Joseph have been intermingled for many, many years, but now we're being asked to do something together, to build a new church, to establish a new unified community. We will have time to develop and grow. Today after Mass, we have the opportunity to come together, to share some time of fellowship. So let's invite God to be the center of what we are doing here from the very beginning. Let's ask the Lord to be with us. And may God grant us the courage to accept His plan for us.